T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:45, quarter till 9. Music is a very subjective thing, right? But if there is one artist for whom I would go to Jazz Fest to see, not quite sure that makes sense grammatically, but it would be these people, The Who. Again, one of those iconic groups. Who knows how many more chances you're going to have to see him. Keith Spira joins us, reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Hey, Keith, how you?
I'm good, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
You bet. So, the Who's the only band you would go out there to see?
No. Well, now wait, first of all, I'm not feeling well. Let me clean this up, Keith. What I meant to say was the biggest attraction for me this year, of all the entertainers, the biggest would have to be The Who, but there are a lot of other people, certainly, that I would go to see. I said that wrong, but I'm glad you cleared that up for me. Thank you, Keith. But let me ask you, who are you most looking forward to seeing at Jazz Fest this year? And don't say the Cow Sills.
Who'll be a lot of fun, probably. I do owe myself The Who, because when they played in 2015, another writer wanted to review that show, Alison Fenstersock, so I did not see The Who and spent the next year basically hearing how great The Who was out there at Jazz Fest.
That sucks, doesn't it, when you miss a show and then you hear about how good it is?
It's tough. And I did see The Who the following year at the Desert Trip Festival in California, and they were really great. So I will see a little bit of that. Lizzo, you know, probably the hottest artist of 2019, you know, Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year, up for more Grammys than anybody else. Quite a coup for Jazz Fest to have her out there. And, you know, an indication of how they're trying to balance the classic and the contemporary. You know, and when you have The Who on one hand and Lizzo on the other, you know, that's definitely two ends of that spectrum.
There may be some people listening right now who are very familiar with The Who, maybe not so much Lizzo. Tell us a little bit about Lizzo.
Interesting artist. She's been around for 10 years or so, kind of knocking at the door. Didn't really have a breakthrough. Classically trained flute player, but also a heck of a singer who kind of combines a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of soul, a little bit of R&B. Had two huge hits last year with Truth Hurts was one of her big ones. Just kind of blew up, was on a bunch of soundtracks. Has done a bunch of stuff with Missy Elliott, but just kind of took the pop world by storm. And she played at the Fillmore last year, did two sold-out nights. Was a big hit on the MTV Video Music Awards, and like I said, you'll know the songs if you hear them, probably, because they're really big.
She was Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year, too. I don't know if people realize that or not. She played the Fillmore?
She did two nights at the Fillmore this past year in 2019, yep.
That'd be too small this year, would it not?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, they sold out really quickly. I mean, it was too small for there. I mean, you figure that was probably about 5,000 tickets she sold over those two nights.
Yeah.
They sold out immediately, and the show I saw ended up on my list of the best shows of last year in town, so it was really good.
I think everybody in America knows who the Beach Boys are. However, that's a brand, right? So when it comes to this iteration, that's going to be what, Mike Love, and that's about the only original member, or is anybody left? What's the deal there?
Last I heard, Al Jardine was still playing with them. But, yeah, I don't believe this is the Brian Wilson version of the Beach Boys. You know, that's worth checking out. But, yeah, you know, it's going to be all songs that everybody knows.
Right.
You know, same thing with Stevie Nicks. I mean, she's played Jazz Fest before with Fleetwood Mac. She'll be back this year doing some of her solo stuff, as well as, I'm sure, Fleetwood Mac classics out there. You know, the Black Crowes are back together again, or at least the two brothers that front the band are back together again. You know, so that's very much kind of in that classic rock genre. But, you know, Lenny Kravitz hasn't played here in a long time. Norah Jones, Elvis Costello. You know, on the rap side, you've got the Wu-Tang Clan with the Soul Rebels, the local brass band playing with them. So it'll be an interesting hybrid. And the cool thing about Jazz Fest, you get further down the list, you kind of come up with these other nuggets. Mike Campbell, the guitarist from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and now Fleetwood Mac, is playing out there with his solo band, the Dirty Knobs, the interestingly named Dirty Knobs. So that's on the list. Ronnie LaMarque is playing Jazz Fest this year, which I don't ever remember Ronnie LaMarque playing Jazz Fest.
I'll bet it's a thrill and a half for him.
I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's like a, I mean, he's had some success selling cars, obviously. I think he really wanted to be a singer. So to have a Jazz Fest gig, it's got to be a big deal for him.
All right, we're going to take a break, pick it up here. When we come back, a little bit of Lizzo going into traffic. We got it? Here we go. Play it. Remember what they say about Jazz Fest songs. They're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. 855, 5 till 9. Tommy Tucker talking to Keith Spear, our friend reporter for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. So, Keith, when it comes to some of the names that got you really excited because you know of them, or maybe some bands that you know about that other people don't know, like, for example, Lizzo, maybe, or somebody like that, what surprised you most, what got you pumped the most when you saw the lineup coming out?
Again, I love the fact that The Who is coming back. You know, Dead & Company, that's going to be really an interesting day out there because that is the current incarnation of the Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of the ultimate jam band get for Jazz Fest. You know, they usually have Widespread Panic. They've had, you know, Fish. But this is the closest they're going to get to actually having the Grateful Dead. So I suspect that's going to be a massive day out there. And reflected on that fact is the fact that Saturday tickets are a little more expensive than they are for the other days, mm-hmm. single day tickets for Saturday. So, you know, they've changed some things with the way pricing works this year. And that's one of the changes, as well as the fact that you can actually buy a weekend long pass this year, which is a first for them.
I guess in different categories, maybe like some classic acts. I'm looking at Elvis Costello here. Do you have a favorite perhaps from that list?
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw Elvis Costello last year at the Mahalia Jackson Theater. Very solid. You know, John Prine, legendary songwriter. You know, he's getting up in years, so it might be one of the last chances to see him out there at the fairgrounds. Nile Rodgers and Chic, some of those disco-era hits that Nile Rodgers and Chic did, Good Times and La Freak and all that sort of stuff. Really fun songs, so that'll be kind of a big dance party out there at the fairgrounds. Looking forward to seeing that probably. The Isley Brothers, another classic band that'll be good fun out there doing a lot of hits. A band I should point out that I really like is a thing called The War and Treaty, which is this husband and wife duo. Saw them in the Paddock area a couple, 3 years ago. Blew me away. A little bit of blues, a little bit of gospel, tons of energy. Just the woman in the band, great, great singer. Last year they had graduated to the Blues Tent, filled it, had people just flipping out over them. So they're back again this year. Total, two thumbs up recommendation for me on those guys for sure.
You know, when you mentioned the Isley Brothers and groups of that ilk, do a lot of people that are there know that music? Does it expose their music to a lot of people that were not of that age group? Or is it primarily when you look at who's gathered at the tent or the stage to watch it, people of that age group, if you know what I'm trying to ask you?
Yeah, no, I think it's yes and yes. I think you have a core group of people that are out there because they know the songs and they know the band. But, you know, the cool thing about Jazz Fest is that you've got 14 stages going simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So even if you go to see something that you know, You do yourself a disservice if you don't roam around and see some things you may not be familiar with, because there's no extra cost. You know, you'd like, right. If you've always wondered, what do the Isley Brothers do? You can go walk by that stage and check it out for a couple songs, you'll be missing something else, but there's no extra cost to go see a little bit. So it is, back to your box of chocolates analogy, that's absolutely true. I mean, you can sample all these different things, even things that you're not familiar with. And if you don't, you know, like I said, you really shortchange yourself because you should check out some stuff you don't know. And that goes for the local stuff in the smaller tents and stages as well. You know, go pop in the gospel tent and get a little taste of that. Go pop over the Cajun and Zydeco stage. Get a little taste of that.
Thank you, Keith. I appreciate your time. I got to get to this contest. We'll talk to you again, though. Right now, here's your chance to win $1,000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.